we hit a rock, and we weren't sure what we hit because it was high tide. But it was obviously something that wasn't a good thing. The captain was driving the boat. I was turning around in a final narration to the passengers because we were on our way back to Auk Bay when it happened, so I didn't see it coming. I asked him what he thought happened. He said, I don't know, we hit something. A couple of passengers were knocked forward into the seats in front of them, and they were rattled, obviously, so I got them calmed down. I just said to Captain, I'm going to go back and check the engine compartment. So I went to the stern, and I opened up that starboard hatch, and I looked, and there was water coming in. I went, this is not a good thing. So I went back to the front of the boat and told the captain. And then he said, okay, and he was looking at his gauges. And then I ran back again to see how bad the water was. And all of a sudden, I realized that this was not a very good situation because it was coming in very quickly. And so I had a split moment to make a decision because there's a life raft on there that can be deployed, and that's life jackets. So I made the decision, the first thing that has to happen, doesn't matter if the life raft is out, if those people don't have life jackets. So I turned around to and told them to call, you know, be very calm, folks, but I want you to get your life jackets on right now, all of you, please. And so then there was obviously a mad scramble. People were upset, which they should have been. But we got life jackets on, and then I went back again, and I was going to try and deploy the raft when I saw the water coming over the stern. It was too late because it was happening too fast. And so the captain and I went back for a minute, and we made a plan that he was going to try and stay back and deploy the life raft, which unfortunately was already underwater, and I was going to go up and open the bow door. But then I turned and saw a boat coming near us, and so we started screaming, and boy, I tell you, I can yell loud and waving, and they saw us. And so when I saw them turning towards us, then I ran up front and opened the bow door, and I started to get passengers on the bow. Then that boat came. It's called SEA, S-E-A-Y-A, and there's a couple on there. I'm not going to say their name yet because I haven't talked to them. We'll have that details later, but I think they were fairly new. It was a young couple, and they had their two kids with them, and they came over, and we got their bow to our bow. And we got 14 passengers out of 16 onto the boat. And there was two left. Two guys were helping me get them off. And then all of a sudden, our boat went down. And so there was the captain and I and these two male passengers. And we were end up in the water. And eventually, they got us around to the swim deck. And they got us onto the boat, onto SEA. And then Allen Marine had heard our radio distress call. And eventually one of their boats, a big one called St. Herman, came by. And it was just a God's blessing that that boat was there. And those people on Allen's Marine transferred all of us from this little boat, which was not made to hold. They had four and we had 18. It's 22 people. And we got on the Allen Marine boat and they took us back. And that Allen Marine crew was just awesome. I mean, they were so light. We were cold. That water's not warm. Anyway, thank God everybody is survived. No serious injuries. There was a little knee injury. The EMTs and the Coast Guard were at Allen Marine Dock when we got there. They checked everybody over, and all the passengers finally ended up on a bus to be taken back where they went.